Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Another chilly start with temperatures in the 30s and 40s, but today begins a big warm-up. I'll show you coming up.
And WRAL is following breaking news this morning. A fire at a vape and tobacco shop in Cary. Nick Perlin is in the WRAL breaking news tracker with a look at the damage.
New this morning, a former Boeing employee who raised concerns about the company's production standards has been found dead. What we've learned from investigators as his case against the company was moving closer to a trial date.
Today, Wake County school leaders will discuss implementing a new policy against hair-based discrimination. Coming up, why some say now is the right time to do it.
Got a lot of stories we're tracking today on this Tuesday. Obviously, it's the day after the first legal day to sports gamble here in North Carolina. A lot to cover here during our show. Thanks for joining us this morning. I am Chris Lovinggood.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us at 4:30. I'm going to bet on this warm weather. Yes, it's cold out there, and you'll probably need a jacket, but this afternoon is going to feel nice. Elizabeth already making plans for the afternoon.
Oh, it's going to be so beautiful. And do it tomorrow and Thursday and then Friday. You know, we're in this pattern again with the potential for some rain over the weekend. But it's beautiful out there right now. Clear skies. It is cool. Not quite as cold as yesterday. 40 degrees currently around the Triangle area. And that's about where we were yesterday. But some other parts of the viewing area are actually a little bit warmer. So it's clear. So we have the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies for today. And our temperatures 45 in Fayetteville, 44 Southern Pines, 38 Rocky Mount, 36 in Roxboro. So definitely jacket weather. In some places, we're a couple of degrees above where we were yesterday and a couple of spots were below. So, you know, kind of even it out, very similar to the temperatures we saw yesterday. Expect temperatures in the Triangle to be in the mid to upper 30s this morning. By lunchtime, though, we'll be 10 degrees warmer than we were yesterday. Yesterday, around 50 at lunchtime. Today, 60, and we're going to climb up into the low 70s. Gorgeous weather for the next couple of days, but you know what that means? Our pollen counts will likely climb. I'll show you our pollen forecast coming up.
I'm Nick Perlin in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Cary, where firefighters showed up to this strip mall just after midnight on Meeting Street. Firefighters on the scene tell me a fire started at this tobacco and vapor store in the mall. You can see firefighters in front of the store trying to figure out what caused it. I'm told nobody was hurt and the fire was contained to just the vapor store. We are still trying to find out what led to the fire. In the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, I'm Nick Perlin reporting in Cary.
Take a look at the response late last night to a fire call in downtown Raleigh. The call went out around 10 p.m. from South Blunt Street and East Martin Street. We know a fire truck responding to the scene was involved in a crash just a few blocks away. The fire was at an apartment building across from Moore Square Park. This video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows a fire truck using a ladder to get to the fourth floor of that building. Our crew on scene saw people watching the response from inside the building, meaning it didn't have to be evacuated. We're working to learn if anyone was injured.
Today, Wake County Public School leaders will consider a policy meant to prevent discrimination based on someone's hair. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the Wake County Schools headquarters. So, Kelsey, this is all about the Crown Act.
Yes, it sure is, Chris. And Wake County school leaders will be meeting here at the district headquarters later today. Their policy committee is going to talk about putting the Crown Act on their books. So the Crown Act stands for Create a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair. The law applies for discrimination against any person's hairstyle, but hair-based discrimination is an issue specifically for Black women. Durham Public Schools hosted Crown Act weeks in previous years to celebrate Black women's natural hair. Hairstylist Lisa Smiles says some of her clients experience discrimination from employers about their hair.
You always don't have to conform to straightening your hair and damaging it just because you have to appear to look a different way. Like, your hair is beautiful each way.
The policy committee may agree to move this vote forward to the full board. It would have to be approved in two separate meetings before it becomes a policy, and that likely wouldn't be approved until next month. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Happening today, students at UNC Pembroke are honoring the life of a student who was killed in a shooting near campus. Cameron Taylor was a sophomore at the university. Another man died and four others were hurt in the shooting on March 2nd. The university's chancellor is promising more law enforcement on campus and more patrols around off-campus housing. A candlelight vigil will take place tonight at 6 at the Upchurch Auditorium on campus.
It's now legal to place mobile sports bets here in North Carolina, and it didn't take long for the wagers to start rolling in. Some decided to place their first bets during a launch party for Fanatics Sportsbooks yesterday. Fanatics and the Canes hosted a party at Backyard Bistro. And some fans believe sports betting will make the games a little more interesting.
I think it's going to be a lot busier, and there's going to be a lot more excitement at the games when people are pulling and being able to bet, like, in the arena.
It's not just the average citizen. Even the governor is doing it. Roy Cooper posted this video on social media betting on the Canes to win the Stanley Cup.
Today, friends and family will say their final goodbyes to the retired Raleigh police sergeant killed in a crash. A visitation for Sergeant Kenneth Hopkins starts at 11 at World Overcomers Church in Durham. Funeral services start at noon. A car hit and killed Hopkins on I-540. He was trying to rehitch a trailer earlier this month.
The school calendar for Johnston County Schools could look different soon. The school board is slated to vote on the calendar today, and they'll consider the district's first year-round calendar and a condensed calendar meant to allow exams to be completed before Christmas. Community feedback is expected to be considered in these discussions, and that meeting starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Michael Whatley, the newly elected Republican National Committee chairman, is stepping down as North Carolina's Republican Party chairman. This comes as the RNC began laying off dozens of staffers yesterday. Those layoffs, first reported by Politico, come as a team picked by former President Donald Trump took over control of the RNC. Staff turnover often happens when the party has a presumptive presidential nominee, but reports say these cuts are larger than usual and affect several departments. Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, was appointed as RNC co-chair.
A central witness in a case against former President Donald Trump is opening up publicly for the first time. Brian Butler is referenced as Trump employee 5 in the classified documents indictment brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Butler says he's talking now because he wants voters to hear the truth about his former boss and the case before the November election. Butler told CNN he unknowingly helped Trump valet Walt Nauta move boxes of classified information from Mar-a-Lago to the former president's plane. That was in June 2022, 2 months before the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago.
Did you have any idea at the time that there was potentially U.S. national security secrets in those boxes?
No clue. No, I had no clue. I mean, we were just taking them out of the Escalade, piling them up. I remember they were all stacked on top of each other, and then we're lifting them up to the pilots.
Butler says he was helping move the boxes the same day Trump and his attorney were meeting with the DOJ at Trump's Florida home about the classified documents. Butler worked at Mar-a-Lago as a valet and manager for 20 years, and he left his job months after the FBI removed hundreds of government records.
It's 4:38. A murder case that shocked the nation will be back in front of a judge today. What we know about the hearing set for Scott Peterson as he prepares to return to court with the support of the Innocence Project.
And the ACC tournament kicks off today in Washington, D.C. WREL's Casey Hintz has a look ahead to NC State's game today and what they'll need to pull off to make it to the big dance this weekend.
And we'll give you a live look at North Hills in Raleigh this morning. We're starting off cold, but a major warm-up is on the way. It's going to be beautiful. Elizabeth Gardner will show us how long that stretch of warm weather will last.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, and looking at some cool temperatures as you're stepping out the door, 40 degrees in Durham right now, 40 in Raleigh as we take a look from our Jimmy V camera, and in Fayetteville it's 45 degrees. So it is definitely jacket or coat weather to start with this morning, but today is the day that we're going to start to see our temperatures warming up. We're looking at around 70 degrees this afternoon. So it's a chilly start out there this morning. We're looking at clear skies as you're headed out the door, walking the dog this morning. Again, it feels crisp. It's pretty out there. It's clear as the sun comes up. We'll see a gorgeous sunrise. Warming up nicely by lunchtime, 60 degrees. And then as you're walking the dog this evening, temperatures should be close to 70. And then we'll continue to see several days in the 70s, but we get toward the weekend and it looks like we could be wet again. It won't be a washout. I'll show you when to expect the rain.
The Boeing whistleblower who raised concerns about the company's production standards has been found dead. 62-year-old John Barnett died Saturday. Officials say it appears he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years until he retired in 2017. He filed a whistleblower complaint against Boeing the same year, and his case was up for trial this June. The BBC reports he had been giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing days before his death. He was scheduled to appear in court again Saturday, but never showed up.
The man charged with murdering his wife of 5 days, Christina Matos, took the stand in his own defense. Eric Hernandez-Mendez says that he is innocent and points the finger at their roommate. Right now, Kaylee Lynch Firicano is charged with accessory after the fact. The 23-year-old Hernandez-Mendez says that he walked in on Firicano stabbing Matos and then helped her clean up the crime scene. Hernandez-Mendez claims he originally lied to detectives because Firicano threatened to harm his family.
I'm so sorry for lying in front of you. I never hurt your daughter. I will never put a hand on her. I was not the one who did it. That was Kaylee who did it. I just want you to know that I was really good friends with her, and I am speaking genuinely from the bottom of my heart that I really am truly sorry, and I'm sorry to my family too.
Now, if convicted, Hernandez-Mendez faces life in prison without parole.
Former President Donald Trump says if he wins in November, he would free those charged and convicted of crimes related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He made that announcement last night on the Truth Social app. It appeared to be the first time that Trump definitively referred to releasing the January 6th defendants as a day one priority. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., more than 1,350 people have been charged in connection with the Capitol attack.
A murder case that captured the nation's attention decades ago will be back in a California courtroom today. Scott Peterson is serving life in prison for the 2002 murder of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. Well, now the Los Angeles Innocence Project is representing him. The organization is focusing on what it says is newly discovered evidence in hopes of getting him a new trial. Peterson was found guilty for both murders, and he was sentenced to death. In 2021, Peterson was resentenced to life without parole. If he does get a new trial, he'll have another chance at freedom.
A Durham man charged with two murders committed just 2 days apart will be back in court at the end of this month. 41-year-old Daryl Hart is accused of murdering Laurent Dante Allen on Denfield Street back on February 8th. He's also charged in the murder of Gregory Heaton on February 10th on Horton Road. Durham police tell WREL both homicides are only connected by the same suspect. A sweet potato farm owned by the husband of State Senator Lisa Barnes faces a $187,000 fine after the death of a worker. A GoFundMe page identified the man as Jose Arturo Gonzalez. He died last September after working in temperatures above 90 degrees. The Department of Labor said Barnes' farming violated worker safety rules by not providing breaks, not having adequate access to water, and not having emergency response procedures. The company has 2 weeks to appeal. We've reached out for comment. We have not heard back.
Former lead vocalist of the Raspberries, Eric Carmen, has died. The singer was 74 years old, and a post on his website said he passed away in his sleep over the weekend. No cause of death was given, though. Carmen rose to fame as the frontman of the Raspberries back in the 70s. And after the band broke up, Carmen built his solo career on hits like All By Myself and the song Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
After losing their last four games of the regular season, NC State needs to win the ACC tournament to make it to the big dance. Before they get to Saturday, they have to get through today. WRO's Casey Hintz reports from our nation's capital.
Just go 1-0. Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz inside Capital One Arena this morning. We're later this afternoon. 10-seed NC State will take on 15-seed Louisville to open what the Pac hope is a very long, deep run in this ACC tournament. Of course, as we know, that's the only way the Pac would get into the NCAA tournament. But I spoke to some of the guys yesterday, and they're not even thinking about that right now. They are locked into tonight's game, and really, that's all they can do. Now, veteran Casey Morcell told me they like their chances going up against teams maybe for a second time. He said, but really, we're looking at this as a fresh start, and that's what's got us excited.
You know, being able to have the opportunity to play early, you know, have an opportunity to get this momentum going. I'm heading to the tournament, and you know, that's all we could do, just focus on being 1-0. That's the mindset.
I mean, we have nothing to lose, nothing at all to lose. Just been telling the guys that, you know, anything is possible going into these tournaments. You know, March is crazy. I know you see it every year. You see the March Madness stuff posted on all the Twitter pages and stuff like that. So You know, anything is possible, and, you know, why not us?
Now, this was a good sight. We saw DJ Horn putting up some shots yesterday. He left Saturday's game with a lower body injury. Head coach Kevin Keats says he's a game-time decision. But as for Horn himself, he says he's feeling much better than he did on Saturday. He's been attacking treatment, and he's not done yet. We're going to have highlights and reaction from tonight's game coming up tonight on Fox 50 and WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more from Casey in just a bit. I'm going to guess that before she has a chance to attend the game, she's going to be outside because it's going to be in the 70s in D.C. And we're going to track a little bit of the weather here in our area with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. So what's it looking like here locally, Elizabeth?
Yeah, really nice, too. We'll see a high around 70 degrees and then climbing into the mid to upper 70s over the next couple of days. We take a live look at Durham this morning. Skies are clear. Temperatures are cool. It's 40 degrees. We may see those temperatures dropping just a little bit more over the next couple of hours. So looking at mainly upper 30s as you're stepping out the door between now and around 9 a.m. But we warm up quickly. Our dew point is low at 28, so we have a very dry air mass. It's going to be one of those beautiful deep blue sky kind of a days for us with the dry conditions. It's chilly in Roxborough at 34. It's 38 in Rocky Mount and 38 in Clinton. And with clear skies, these numbers will likely drop a bit more by the time we get to around 7 o'clock, which is when we'll see that sun coming up this time of year. Around town today, 71 in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, and 72 in Fayetteville. So we have some beautiful weather in our forecast, and it looks like it's going to be a nice mild week for us. Our normal high is 62, and we're looking at temperatures well above that. Yesterday, our highs were in the 60s, looking at 71 today, 75 Wednesday, 79 on Thursday. It's going to be a shorts and t-shirts kind of a day. Friday, we have rain in our forecast for late in the day. Saturday right now looks like the day in between the two storms because it looks wet again on Sunday. So half of the weekend looks like it could be a bit on the wet side and the other half looks like it should be fairly dry. Check out that pollen count. Of course, we're expecting that to start to go up. Cypress, juniper, and maple trees, medium levels of pollen right now. Grasses are low. Weeds, we don't have anything showing up for weeds typically at this time of year. So in terms of our yellow pine pollen, and we are into March, we are likely to start to see that ramping up anytime. And it does look like over the next 3 days with these very warm temperatures, our pollen's really going to start to climb. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the numbers will likely be high. They'll probably go down some over the weekend, though, when we see some rain on Friday. Our temperatures as we get into next week, likely to be on the cooler side. Big warm up this week, a little cooler next week. We should be a bit below normal the 18th through the 24th. And we take a look at our 7-day forecast. Lots of warm temperatures in this forecast for sure. Looking at some cool mornings, temperatures in the 40s tomorrow morning and on Thursday morning. And then overnight lows are in the 40s and 50s, or the 50s and 60s. We have that chance of some thunderstorms. We're going to walk through our chance for rain on Friday and again on Sunday, coming up in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Airbnb is changing up a policy to better help guests. The new requirements for hosts when it comes to using indoor security cameras.
And viewership for this year's Oscars was the best in years. We'll tell you the two changes the Academy made that industry experts say made a huge difference with viewers.
History is made as a new flag waves outside NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Sweden is now officially the 32nd member of NATO. The long-neutral country decided to join the alliance after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
A popular brewery in Raleigh is having money issues. Gizmo Brew Works filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In the filing, the business lists assets of no more than $500,000, but says its debt is between $1 and $10 million. Under Chapter 11, Gizmo can continue to operate while it tries to fix its finances.
Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras on April 30th. The company says it's to protect renters' privacy. Cameras used to be allowed in common areas like hallways and living rooms. Hosts had to say in the listing they had indoor cameras and make them clearly visible. The new rule does not allow them at all. It comes after numerous reports of renters finding hidden cameras. The new policy still allows outside cameras, but hosts have to disclose their use and locations before guests book a listing.
Just a heads up for drivers passing through Garner this week. Part of US 70 business is now closed until 5 a.m. Crews are currently working between Garner Business Park Drive and Auburn-Knightdale Road along US 70 business. That closure is from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. through Saturday. US 70 business will operate as a single-lane roadway during that time. And this work is part of a project to complete 540.
Barbie and Best Picture winner Oppenheimer helped to boost the number of viewers for the 96th Academy Awards to its highest rating in 4 years. According to Nielsen data, this year's Oscars had 19.5 million viewers. That's a 4% jump over last year. The strategy by the Academy to go with an earlier start time this year on the first day of daylight saving time seems to have worked. More people stayed up and watched until the end.
Al Pacino is clearing the air after one of the more awkward moments of Sunday night's Oscar awards. Pacino presented the award for Best Picture, but instead of listing any of the nominees, he opened the envelope and said, "My eyes see Oppenheimer." Al Pacino issued a statement saying the producers planned for him to present it this way, and he just followed their directions.
One of Wake County's largest classes of paramedics is graduating today. There will be a celebration tonight for the graduates from the county's 42nd EMS Academy. The event starts at 6 tonight at the A.J. Fletcher Theater in Raleigh.
Police in Roswell, New Mexico, the city known for an alleged UFO crash, have a new patch complete with alien images. This patch on your screen will be worn on the shoulders of officers' uniforms. It most notably features a pair of small alien faces and a flying saucer. The design was selected from a number of employee submissions.
That is our claim to fame. This morning, we are hearing from passengers on a flight to New Zealand where dozens were injured after a sudden mid-air drop.
You know, when you are in a roller coaster and you just go like this, that sensation.
WRL's Ken Smith will join us in our next half hour with more reaction as an investigation into what happened continues.
And we could learn the fate of TikTok in the U.S. tomorrow. We'll explain the bill being voted on by lawmakers and what it would require from the app's parent company.